Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
He is only 19. Parker County judge sentences a convicted gang member to life in prison.
After pleading guilty to possession of a controlled substance with intent, 19-year-old Paul Brown was sentenced to life. It came after officers found Brown in possession of 95 grams of fentanyl, equivalent to 947 pills, during a traffic stop for going 108 miles per hour on I-20. It was just the latest in a long criminal history involving gang activity. Brown sold fentanyl to undercover officers on three separate occasions, but each time was released after making bail. During sentencing, prosecutors showed a music video in which Brown and other alleged gang members flaunted guns and large sums of money after one of his releases. The judge told Brown a life sentence was the only way he could ensure the public's safety. He said he hoped the lifestyle was worth it. All of it cost you everything. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Tragedy. It's the Keller School District. The wife of a popular teacher and coach killed in a head-on accident in Fort Worth. Keller High School football and softball coach Spencer Elliott was in the car with his wife, Brittany, and one of his children driving along Boat Club Road when police say the driver of a Dodge Ram collided with them, killing Brittany. Coach Elliott and his daughter were taken to the hospital. No updates on how they are doing. The driver of the Ram, however, is in the hospital, and police say he will face intoxication manslaughter charges when he is released. Last night, hundreds turned out on the football field on the 50-yard line to pray for the family.
Two Democrats in the Tarrant County Commissioner's Court skipped today's meeting to block a vote on next year's tax rate. State law requires four of the five members of the court to actually be present for the votes. The Democrats say this tax rate cut goes too far and would hurt the county's ability to provide necessary services.
I think the intention behind that legislation was so you couldn't just continually raise taxes on the taxpayers with a bare majority. So you needed at least four people there. I'm not sure the legislature ever contemplated people not showing up to reduce taxes on the taxpayers, which is kind of incredible to me.
That's Commissioner Matt Krause. The county judge says he's going to schedule a special meeting next week to vote on the tax rate. If the court doesn't pass the rate before October 1st, the county adopts the no new revenue rate, and that's slightly higher than the rate proposed by the GOP.
Well, you heard it live on KRLD. Charges against the man who prosecutors say shot and killed Charlie Kirk last week. Tyler Robinson now facing multiple charges, and Utah's county attorney says he'll ask for the death penalty. This time yesterday, we told you about a Texas Tech student suspended. Governor Abbott is now calling for a Texas State student to get kicked out of school after the video surfaced of him mocking Kirk's murder.
Governor Abbott took to social media with a video that shows a young man interrupting the Turning Point USA Memorial for Charlie Kirk at Texas State University.
buddy.
Who's acting as if he was shot in the neck. Abbott posting the message, hey, Texas State, this conduct is not accepted at our schools. Expel this student immediately. Mocking assassination must have consequences. Texas State President Dr. Kelly Danfus quickly responding, saying in a message that behavior that trivializes or promotes violence is reprehensible. If the individual is affiliated with the university, appropriate action will be taken. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Question, was it hate speech or free speech, or both? And should it be against the law? There's a lot of questions circulating after that. 18-year-old student at Texas Tech, Cameron Booker, was arrested for mocking the death of Charlie Kirk. Now, this was at a vigil following Kirk's death on the Tech campus. And she was not only arrested, and she was expelled from Tech. Now, of course, there's lots of video of this, as you would expect. Here's Booker chanting at the vigil, your homie's dead, he got shot in the head.
Your homie dead! Your homie dead! He got shot in the head! Your homie dead!
Evil is real, people, and it kind of looks like that. Evil. Evil. Murder is bad. She is evil.
Why are you being so hateful?
Why are you so hateful? Why are you so hateful? Why are you so hateful? Yeah.
Hey, can somebody tell her to back up?
Can you not put the camera in my face?
I'm sitting here. You walked up to me.
Okay, well,
I don't want this. I said rest in peace.
Okay, and I can
just leave it alone. Please don't come after me.
Ma'am, you've been.
I want to be left alone.
I'm not emotional, ma'am. Don't tell me what I am and what I'm not. You can get out of my face because I could tell you what you are, but you won't like it.
You're being aggressive.
You're being aggressive. I'm not being aggressive. My voice is very calm. You're calling me aggressive because I'm a black woman.
Booker charged with misdemeanor assault. The local DA isn't offering any details on that. It may have had to do with Booker flicking the baseball cap of a man she was arguing with. As for the expulsion, the university is saying, quote, any behavior that denigrates victims of violence has no place on our campus and is not aligned with our values. Governor Abbott weighing in. In a post on X, he says, definitely picked the wrong school to taunt the death of Charlie Kirk. Thanks, Texas Tech. And obviously, both sides are having a field day with this on social media.
So, we got to talk about another F around and find out story, okay? I feel like we're going to have a lot of these stories to cover over the next week or so because, again, leftists are finding out that there are consequences, okay, to their actions, right? That accountability has returned to this country, right? A lot of these leftists have gotten away with the most heinous things over the past few years. But now that the culture is shifting, now they're facing accountability and they're boohoo whining crime foul. Okay. And they're boohoo whining crime foul about this story that we got to talk about here, featuring a radicalized college student who ended up getting arrested, charged and expelled after she decided it would be a good idea to mock and harass students on the Texas Tech campus who were simply just honoring Charlie Kirk, okay, and again, she thought it'd be a good idea to interrupt that, okay, to make an ass out of herself, and she found out.
But on the other hand,
I find this hard to believe that Republicans or conservatives would be praising someone to be expelled from school for their freedom of speech, especially since we have Charlie Kirk, who put up a post talking about how there was no such thing as hate speech, okay, and that freedom of speech is important. This is what they're going off of right now, that, hey, all Charlie Kirk was did was to engage in freedom of speech, was to engage in discourse, right, was in, to engage in debate. And I find it absolutely hypocritical that they would then fire this girl, okay, a student, who was just engaging in her freedom of speech. Very fascinating behavior.
That post from Charlie Kirk that he mentioned, it was on X on May 2nd of last year. He wrote, there's ugly speech, there's gross speech, there's evil speech, and all of it is protected by the First Amendment. But is it? And if not, who's to say what should and shouldn't be banned?
I would say you're right on all of that, except for this particular case in Texas Tech. If you watch this video, she was very aggressively going after people around that area at the thing. It's like if you had a funeral and you just busted in and started screaming about the person that was dead, how they're a horrible person and everything. You're right.
I haven't seen all of the video. What I've seen is
people were asking her to leave.
And she was nose to nose with this one guy. And they both had their phones out.
You know how it is. This one was a little bit above and beyond. And she was... It wasn't like, look, if you're on the other side of the street you know, protesting and what, go for it.
Yeah.
But the fact is that there were people in that audience that were there to just hold that vigil, and she was running around them screaming in their ears or near them, trying to get their attention, trying to make a scene of the whole thing. I think at that point you're like, look, and then you start slapping heads and
flicking baseball caps.
Yeah, well, that assault charge will be dropped.
Well, that's this assault charge. It is a misdemeanor assault charge, so it's the same as it's Class C.
Yeah,
it's the same as a traffic ticket. So it's not like she's going to go to prison for a while. But you
remove them from the situation, and again,
kicking her out of school.
That might be extreme, but again, this is more on that. It's on that. This one is different than most of them. Because she was very aggressive with her behavior and so on. If this had been on the right and, I don't know, somebody was on the left and they were screaming, yeah, to hell with them, they're dead, the same thing would have happened.
Well, I think that what that one guy said is true. This isn't the last instance of something like this that we're going to see. Death of Robert Redford. We found out about it this morning. He has passed away at the age of 89.
Introducing Robert Redford.
From the start.
Okay, Pop, I'm sorry for you. I'm sorry.
He was captivating.
You're very nearly perfect.
That's a rotten thing to say.
For more than half a century, Robert Redford mesmerized us with some of Hollywood's most unforgettable characters. Born in 1936, Charles Robert Redford, a rebellious teen after his mother's death, lost a baseball scholarship and was kicked out of college. So, he tried acting.
Give me your hand.
Handsome and sexy, he quickly landed roles on television and stage, soon earning top billing in Barefoot in the Park, first the theatrical version, later on film.
How long will you be staying with us, Mr. Bratter?
6 days.
And nights, we were walking down a corridor, and I noticed that all the secretaries, oh my God, there he goes. And I just thought to myself, this man is going to become a huge star.
Jane Fonda was right. Throughout the 70s and 80s, Redford set the bar for leading men. But early in his career, he worried about being typecast as just a pretty face.
Early on, when there was overreaction to something I'd done, I got really nervous about what my life would be if I played into that.
So he was, admittedly, picky.
What's the matter with you?
Then along came a Western with Paul Newman, Butch Cassidy, and the Sundance Kid.
I can't swim!
I remember when I saw the film, I thought, this is a dud. Well, because there was a song in the middle of it.
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
That blockbuster catapulted Redford to superstardom. After teaming up with Newman a second time for what would be another fan favorite, Redford wanted to try something new, stepping behind the camera in 1980 and winning his first Oscar for Ordinary People, the first of many films he directed. Redford's legacy reaches far beyond Hollywood.
Bush's policies have been a disaster.
He was an outspoken environmentalist and a pioneer. As founder of the Sundance Film Festival, Redford provided a stage for independent filmmakers. A legendary career from a man who didn't believe in looking back.
Don't look at your career as anything that's gained momentum over time. Just keep going forward and focus on the future.
And who spent a lifetime giving us all something to remember.
CK.
All right, sleeper Redford movie. We just got this the text in. The Great Waldo Pepper.
Never heard of that one.
That is a real sleeper.
Granted, I was not around when Redford was at his zenith, so I did not see him as his best looking and his best movie.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com. Download the Odyssey app or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.